In early January, French President Emmanuel Macron said he wanted a new law.
Que nous allions faire évoluer notre dispositif juridique.
In a New Year's speech to journalists, Macron said he wanted to change France's legal arsenal to protect democratic life from fake news.
Un texte de loi sera prochainement déposé.
He plans to propose legislation that would require content posted online to be regulated differently during electoral season. The legislation would require news sites to reveal who owns them and where their money comes from. It would allow emergency legal action to block websites.
So you could get an order from a court that would decide that a certain content should be removed from the platforms. And in most problematic cases, if the content is not removed, for example, then access to a certain website could be blocked.
Florence Gassal is a law professor at the University of Lorraine. She's written about the proposed legislation, pointing out, as many have, that France already has legislation dealing with many of the aspects of fake news.
In France, we currently have regulations protecting privacy, for example. So it's already possible to obtain an order from a court that decides that a certain content should be removed. What is new is that we could now have a provision that specifically deals with the question of fake news. And this implies to define that notion of fake news. There is not a very precise definition of fake news, and this is one of the issues, because you need to give precisions regarding a notion that is not precise yet.
Indeed, she warned me, as a journalist, that I should be wary about how this legislation is drafted.
Let's assume that you're starting an investigation on a certain issue, and the first finding that you have, you don't have the possibility at the very beginning to give all the elements that prove that what you're saying is true. If you have, let's say, new information regarding a conflict in Syria, like bombing, you might give the information and just have at the very beginning a few elements of what's currently happening. So you shouldn't be prevented from giving information, even if you're at the very, very beginning of your investigation, because it's the basis of your work. So you have, I think, to be very careful about the way this new regulation will be drafted.
Yeah, and that is, it's complicated. That becomes what? The lawyers or the government starting to define what reality is?
Yes, the problem is that you have two things. The fact that it is established that the information is false, because in many cases, we just don't know. And this is, I think, this is the major issue of this law. So there would be a solution to this, to provide that in order to get a decision from a court, you should establish that first, the information is false. But the second would be to establish that there was an intention that the people who released that false information had the intention to mislead people.
And is this a common thing to bring up in a court of law to prove intent?
Yes, in certain cases, when you have litigation regarding defamation, you might have a discussion about the intention and the good faith of the person that faces proceedings for defamation. But it would be hard to establish that a certain source had the intention to mislead people. You know, if the intention is required, then it could be very, very hard to get a judicial order from a court.
You get into situations here, and I'm thinking a lot of this so-called fake news that came out, say, during the American election, maybe even in the French election, some of it was ideologically driven, but some of it was financially driven. You know, people realized if they put certain things up, people would click on it and they could get money from the advertisement. The financial intent, that complicates things, no?
That complicates things. And there is a phenomenon that we notice on platforms, is the fact that sometimes the title doesn't fit with the content, but the title is written in order to make people click on it. And the more clicks you get, the more advertisements you have, for example. Would those titles count as fake news? So this is one of the questions, for example.
Do you have a take, or do you have an opinion on, I mean, is was it a good idea to propose a law? You know, is this the way to go forward?
It is so easy today to spread fake news on social networks that in certain cases, in the worst cases, it is a good thing to have very quickly those contents removed from those networks. And I have been thinking about this, and I finally think that if this new regulation is sufficiently precise and if it is well written, then it could be a good thing.
France is going too fast.
Divina Fraumeggs is a professor at the Sorbonne. She's a specialist in information and media literacy and was recently nominated to be a member of a high-level group on fake news created by the European Commission. She says France should see what comes out of the EU first.
I would say wait and see if there is a directive or some general declaration coming out of the EU, because that will send a very strong message to the markets and to the platforms, but also to the rogue states and the rogue actors out there, that there will be a concerted effort with concerted money and vigilance and reaction, and not a fragmented perspective where everybody does something in their own corner.
France shouldn't propose a law, though she says it's a clever move by the French president to put pressure on the social media platforms.
The threat of a law is an interesting strategy by Emmanuel Macron, because it's already paying. He's gotten the platforms coming rapidly to France and saying, we're going to pay taxes, and yes, we're going to work with newspapers to ensure that everything is done as best as we can about fact-checking, etc., etc. So it's a very clever political strategy, threatened with a law to in fact obtain more self-regulation, more transparency of the platforms.
Because actually that's really the issue there, the platforms, wherever all this information is being spread.
They are the vehicles used by the malevolent people. So is being attacked is what I call information sovereignty, that is part of national sovereignty. And there I support President Macron for saying that each country should be extremely vigilant about having a healthy digital sovereignty and a healthy information sovereignty.
Does that mean, I mean, that France needs its own Facebook?
This is what I've been advocating for a while. We need our own platforms. We already start having one search engine that is Quant, but we don't have enough large social media.
So in the context of, say, media, you know, looking at the role of the sort of regular media, because also faced with a sort of desperate economic situation where media companies are trying to figure out how to make money and have become very, very dependent on these very platforms that are spreading the misinformation. Where's their role, do you think?
A lot of what is being exchanged online is about traditional media. They are the ones who are mostly retweeted, and they are the biggest influencers. We have delegated to journalists this incredible mission of maintaining a healthy information system. They have failed. It's very easy now for a journalist to click the information before checking it, even. There's the pressure of the scoops and breaking news, etc., that is really heavy on journalists. And so the whole structure that is putting pressure on them, I'm not blaming the journalists, I'm blaming the structure in which they are caught. I'm advocating for, bringing all the public service media together more than they are with more money, but also with a platform that brings in data, people who can think and extract information and follow communities and give responses about what is happening. It's not just about the source, it's about the recipients, the communities that are being tested and infected.
So you're saying the key is not necessarily to get rid of the fake news, because the fake news, it's impossible to get rid of. But you're saying that find a way to figure out who's being targeted and then target them back with the correct information.
I don't think we're going to get rid of fake news. So what we can do is deterrence and preparation, preparing young people and communities to react, to propose their own counter-narratives, and to make it known across the web using the strength of the web.